Work on a chronic nuisance ordinance began months ago after council member Peggy Henson received a series of complaints about poorly maintained residences. Callers reported problems like yards filled with broken furniture, high grass, and litter. Henson says the city's code enforcement officers would respond and there would be improvement, but eventually the problems would reemerge. That's when Henson decided Lexington needed a tougher law with tougher penalties.
If it were determined that they had a number of violations within a period of time, they would be assessed additional fines.
Among Henson's allies is Vice Mayor Linda Gordon, who admits Lexington simply hasn't given such persistent nuisances the attention they deserve.
Citizens over the years have had concerns that we don't have a strong enough nuisance ordinance so that if a property is a nuisance, we can actually deal with it and make something happen.
Current codes only govern residences, but the proposed chronic nuisance ordinance would pertain to all properties, including commercial property and properties owned by churches and social service agencies. Among them would be the Catholic Action Center. The center on Fifth Street near downtown Lexington is owned by the Roman Catholic Diocese. The center, plus satellite facilities on 7th and Winchester Road, provides meals, clothing, shelter, and emergency assistance to homeless Kentuckians. However, Lexington Councilmember Steve Kay claims the center's clients often make some neighbors anxious.
It's the impact of the numbers of people who have mental health problems or addiction problems, people that can be unduly aggressive, people loitering.
Kay says the intent is not to shut down the Catholic Action Center. Instead, they hope to work together in a search for solutions. Already there have been neighborhood meetings and increased security. Still, the chronic nuisance ordinance worries the center's director. Jeannie Ramsey thinks it could be used to curtail the services to the homeless.
You can say, oh, we are going to look at this case by case. Well, our community is not one that would want an ordinance that could jeopardize services to the poorest, services that are keeping people going. You want to speak of crime. Crime goes up when people aren't fed.
In fact, Ramsey says many of the people served by the Catholic Action Center are its neighbors. She admits it's a high crime area, but argues their ministry helps reduce such lawlessness. Dave Christensen directs the Central Kentucky Housing and Homelessness Initiative. He sees the chronic nuisance ordinance as part of a nationwide trend. By strengthening government regulation over private property, Christensen says such laws can be used to exclude undesirable businesses, organizations, and people.
There is some empowerment within it for folks to go after people that they don't want in their neighborhood, whether it's a service provider or whether it's a local drinking establishment or whatever it might be.
While some communities have used such laws to aggressively exclude homeless people, Christensen says other cities have sought solutions through collaboration. He hopes the latter occurs in Lexington. Director Jeannie Ramsey would like to see social service agencies like the Catholic Action Center excluded from any new nuisance ordinance. However, Councilmember Peggy Henson says such an exclusion would eliminate any incentive to correct problems created by such agencies for their neighbors. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.